Good morning, Father's Vineyard. Tis the season, not just to be jolly, but to praise the Lord in the house of the Lord with your brothers and sisters here at Father's Vineyard. Welcome, welcome. I'd like to extend a welcome to all of you online that are joining us for our special Christmas presentation. Hope you'll enjoy it. And anytime, you can go to fathersvineyard.org and press the contribution button and support the ministry here. Those of you in the sanctuary at any time may come up, and I think we still have our plates here that you can support us through your offerings here. So this is exciting. We've got all the little ones who are going to share off their talents, and so we're just going to enjoy the presence of the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Let's stand. Joy to the world. We have heard on high.
Sing me not away, and the mountains in reply.
Let's all sing this Silent Night. Just fill this house with praise.
To me, always fly.
SG Merry Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you. Amen. We just welcome you here at Father's Vineyard, and those that are watching by live screening, we welcome you also. At any time doing worship, you can bring your offerings and tithes down and place them in the plates. And those that are watching by live screening, you can click on the contribution button and give that way also. I have a few announcements for you. There will be no healing rooms this Tuesday. No healing rooms this Tuesday. And also, Wednesday, we will have the 74 Jazz Band that will be with us, and that service will start at 6:30. We'll be here in the sanctuary, okay? We won't be at the bottom, but we'll be here at 6:30, and that will be the 74 Jazz Band, okay? Amen. So, Father, we thank you this morning for the giving of your people, Lord, and God, we just pray your blessings upon them. Keep them safe in this season. And Lord, we pray that every heart is filled with your joy and your hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Feel the love of Christmas.
Take just a minute to do some transitioning here from the praise team to the Be Born in Me team. So just give us just a minute. We'll make sure we got everything in place. So we got the kids with us. They've got t-shirts they're going to show you in just a minute. And we're excited to do this. I'm thinking about getting all this going. And they're transitioning with some media things too. So, all right, praise God! It's a great season to celebrate the goodness of the Lord, Emmanuel, God with us. We were singing about it, you may have a longing in your heart for Jesus, and you just don't know what that longing is, and it can't be filled with the world. The world's not going to satisfy you. It's not going to be enough. The only thing is that living water, that Christ, that springs up to eternal life. Is the only thing that will satisfy you. So if you're here and you've got a longing and you're just not satisfied with life, you can't figure it out. Look, we all have trials and tribulations, but God gives us overcoming grace through Jesus Christ, and that's the message for today. It's going to be wonderful. Are we all set up, guys? Everything good? Okay, the media's transitioning over now to the Be Born in Me, and the choir will be coming up. I'm going to play while they come up, so we'll get this started. a few months back, Pastor Terry had a message about Isaiah 40:12, and that's on their shirts, that God is so big that he measures the infinite universe with his fingertips. And that's what this shirt is about. We've got the church got them these shirts and to wear and to remind them that no matter what anybody faces, God is with them. And he's so big, he's right there with you. Grace abounds, and God is glorified when we receive his son, Jesus Christ. Okay, you may turn back around. We're going to sing, "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands."
Prophet Jeremiah would have agreed with these children. Hear are his words. "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. Who has scooped up the ocean in his two hands or measured the sky between his thumb and little finger? Who has put all the earth's dirt in one of his baskets and weighed each mountain and hill?" From the book of Isaiah, we read, "So who even comes close to being like God? To whom or what can you compare him? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary."
Yes, God is so big. He created the whole world and everything in it. God created man and woman and gave them free choice. But they were deceived by Satan and believed his lies. This sin separated man from God, leaving an empty place in everybody's heart that only God can fulfill. We try to fulfill this void with the things of this world, but nothing completely satisfies us.
I'm trying to hold my breath, let it stay this way, can't let this moment end, set off a dream in me, getting louder now, can you hear it echoing? Enough, never be enough.
The world is never enough, but God has given us an answer to our longing hearts. Remember, Jesus told a Samaritan woman at the well, if you only knew the gift God has for you, you would ask me, and I would give you living water. Those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life.
Amen. In the book of Galatians, we read, so when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. Because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been crossed, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome, Holy Child.
Greetings. Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus.
But how can this happen?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will... wait a minute. I forgot!
You will give birth to a son?
What?
I don't know.
And you will give birth to a baby. He will be holy, and you will call him Jesus.
I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true.
Good job.
Gospel of Luke, we find these words. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Quirinius was governor in Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own sitting. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Mary and Joseph had not been able to find a place to stay in town and had to go outside of the town looking for a place where Mary could deliver baby Jesus. They found an empty flock tower, all prepared for a baby lamb that the shepherds prepared for sacrificing, for the sacrifice for sins.
Long ago, the law of Moses required a spotless baby lamb to be sacrificed for the sins of the people and the priests on a regular basis. They built what was called flock towers just outside of the town center of Bethlehem, where the baby lambs would be born and cared for until the time came for them to be sacrificed. There were shepherds designated and trained by the priest to raise and guard spotless, perfect lambs and to keep them wrapped in swaddling blankets when they were born. They would lay them in a manger, which was like a feeding box or a trough. And when a baby lamb was ready to be sacrificed, they would light a huge fire at the top of the flock tower where the lambs were born. The priests would see the fire from Bethlehem, and they would know that a spotless lamb was born and ready to be the sacrifice for their sins. It was here that Mary delivered our Savior, with the Bethlehem star shining high above, signaling the world that the Lamb of God had been born. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. This is the Son of God, born in the flock tower, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and placed in a manger.
Little baby Jesus.
It was the prophet Isaiah who explained why it was necessary for Jesus to come to earth. Here's what he said in chapter 53. Yet it was our weaknesses that he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that the whole world could be saved. He was whipped so that we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. And yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all.
Through Christ's death on the cross, our sin debt has been once and for all paid for, because he was resurrected and lives forevermore. We too have received his resurrection life within us by faith. And that longing has been satisfied through knowing Jesus and having his Spirit within us. God has been so good to us. Glory to God in the highest. Peace and goodwill towards men.
For unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government will rest upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Jesus is our Prince of Peace, our Savior, our Healer, our resurrected Lord. He wants to make his home in your heart, if you are willing. Receive him today and let him be born in your heart by his Spirit. Come alive, ye his people, with his living water, and never thirst again. He is the greatest gift of all.
Amen. Speaking of gifts, John reminds us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Ian. 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 Come here, sir. I'm here. It's me. It's me. He was looking. Who's calling my name? I love you, buddy. I wanted to tell you something. Several years ago, well, not too many years, a few years ago, I was in the middle of my message, and I was going to call on someone as an example. Someone that I had known for many, many, many years. As a matter of fact, he's an elder in this church, so he's one of the leaders in this church. And as soon as I got in that part about what I wanted to do, I said, as a matter of fact, I'd like for and I couldn't think of his name. Been knowing him for years. And finally, he knew who I was talking about, and he actually said, see, I forgot it again. Not really. But yeah, he had to tell me his name. I've been knowing him for years. But I forgot. And I messed up. But you know, that's a lesson we all learned. Has anybody in here ever messed up? Raise your hand. But you did an awesome job. You really did. You did an awesome job. Amen. And what that reminds me of is all through life, we've messed up. We messed up in what we say. We messed up in what we do. We messed up in how we talk, how we act. But you know, Jesus always loves us. And people still love us. But the best thing about every bit of it is for every mistake that we make, every sin that we've ever committed, Jesus offers forgiveness. And that forgiveness means that it's taken away, it's removed, it's all taken away. Never known anymore by God. He forgets it all. If you've messed up in life, and you don't know that you have accepted Christ, maybe you did it out of religion, maybe it wasn't real, I don't know. Maybe it was real. But I want to give you an opportunity today. We've had a few of those joyful noises unto the Lord. Is it this?
CH1, try that.
Okay. We're still. Are we here? We are. Can you hear me? Great. Great. So in the middle of all the mess ups, in the middle of all the things that are not supposed to happen, but they happened, the Lord knows every one of them. He knew about them before they ever happened. And he gives us all an opportunity to say yes to Jesus. He gives us an opportunity to say, I have really messed up my life. And I need a new beginning. Jesus Christ is the new beginning for everyone. And if you need that new beginning, you haven't had that new beginning, and you want that new beginning, you want that new creation that only He can create, you want that in your life, just lift your hand. Just lift your hand. God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. Anybody? God bless you. Anybody else? You want that new beginning. Amen. God bless you. If you don't mind, I want you to want you to stand. You guys that lifted your hand, just stand. Just stand. We want to pray for you. And God bless you. Any more? Brother Doug, would you just come up and just stand over here? You guys come on up, and Brother Doug is going to be just sharing with you the scriptures about being born again. So just come on up. Today's your day. Today's your day. Today is your day. Today's your day. Today's your day. New start, new beginning, new creation. Y'all just go right ahead and do that. Let's just thank God. And we're going to, I know they're going to have a finale in just a moment, but y'all did such an awesome job. You really did. Everybody did. They're just great. So let's just pray for a moment, and let's pray for these that have come to accept the Lord. And see, it's about our receiving the sacrifice that He's already made. You can't earn it. You can't achieve it. You can't work it. It has to work in you. We have to say yes to Jesus. My life has been a mess. I've messed up. But now it's made new. And it's being made new for these today. So let's just pray for these, and let's just pray that Christ will come into a lot of people's lives this season. So, Father, as we bow our heads to you, we are grateful that no matter what we do wrong, you are the answer. You gave your life. No man took it. You laid it down and gave it freely on your own. You paid the price for all of us to come to know you. And for that, we're truly grateful. We thank you for these that have come, that lifted their hand and stepping forward to say yes to Jesus. God, I just pray in the name of Jesus Christ that their lives would be totally turned right side up, because their life has been upside down. Let it be unto them as their destiny that you have chosen. Fill their lives with your purpose. Fill their lives with your purpose. In your mind, you know of someone that does not know Jesus, begin to pray for them. Mention their name. Just go ahead and bow your heads and pray for those people. You may have somebody in your family that doesn't know him. Ask God to speak to their hearts this season, that they would come to know him. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's a co-worker. Maybe it's somebody that you know that goes to church, but you know their lives doesn't show the Christianity or the Christ-likeness that it needs to show. Maybe it's a prodigal. God bless you. Maybe it's a prodigal. Maybe it's somebody that you know has come to know the Lord, but they're following him from a great distance. So would you take just one moment right now and just begin to pray for those people? Say this together. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, Pastor Charlie.
Let's do that song. Susan, are you still there? I can't see. My God is so big. Let's stand and sing it with him.
My God is so big.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yes.
Great time today, such a time to honor Jesus, it really is, and live our lives in such a way that glorifies him. One announcement, I got two. Wednesday we have the old jazz band coming. They play Christmas songs, and they're just awesome. They really are. You'll enjoy them greatly, so everybody is invited to come. It's at 6:30. Next Sunday, Christmas Day, next Sunday we'll have a service for between 10 a.m. and 11. We're just going to be brief. We'll be one hour, 10. You won't be enough. Yeah, we're going to end at 11. They're going to unplug me if I'm not done. So, no, it's going to be great. It really will. But we're going to have carols, communion, and we're going to have a message as well. Let the children wear their pajamas, and you adults just... Wear your cooking clothes. No, we're going to have a great time. Look, the kids don't have to dress up or anything. We're going to have a very sweet time with the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the hard work that these have put on. They did all during these last few weeks, and their rehearsals and their practices. And Lord, they did it for you. Lord, we enjoyed it, but they did it for you. And we want to say, receive it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, may you get glory from everything that's done. And Lord, we thank you again for your love and your life given to us. In Jesus' name, amen. We got the Candyman here, so do your thing, Candyman. God bless all of you.